worship, and I just had this picture of Jesus with the woman at the well. And just that dialogue back and forth. First, Jesus asked this Samaritan woman for a drink. Totally goes against the mindset and the ways of that time. To disrupt the normal thoughts, to disrupt the normal patterns and the way that things are supposed to happen. It begins to set her on a course that was far beyond just a Gentile giving or a Samaritan woman giving water to a Jew. But then Jesus takes it to a whole nother level and says, but if you were to ask of me for a drink, well, I'd give you water where you would never thirst again. I felt like even tonight, just as we're worshiping before the Lord, it's just no agenda tonight. The agenda is Jesus. And I felt like that he was just asking us, just dig a little deeper. Dig a little deeper on the well. It says, come, all who are thirsty, come and drink. It says, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Lord, I pray that tonight we would tap into you in a deeper way. Yes. John 15, oneness. We abide in you. We come into that place. There's no other place to be. There's no other place outside of you that brings life. All life comes from you. But I pray that tonight that we would just go a little deeper with you. That we would go beyond the norm. Go beyond the, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the expectation of how it's supposed to work. You would break us out of the normal mindsets. You came to set people free, but not to keep people in the mindset of man, the mindset of man's ways and understanding. You begin to blow her mind. Talking about how her fathers to worship and how they go up to the hill. Jesus says, my worshipers will worship in spirit and in truth. And everything began to shift. It's the first time that he says, I am. He is the one. That's when she goes and she tells everyone. She becomes one of the greatest evangelists in the Bible. An entire town comes to know Jesus. Could he be the one? Jesus, we thank you that you are the one. That we get to come to you. We get to drink of you. We get to drink of the living water that gives life, gives true life. So Lord, I just pray right now, Lord, that you would fill our hearts to overflowing. You'd fill us with the fullness of your love. That we become the fullness of you, of Christ. You have so much for us. That it wouldn't just be a filling, but it would be the overflowing. The John 7 overflowing. That out of our bellies would flow rivers of living water. Oh, may it be so. Lord, where there's been a heaviness and a weariness, We say, would you take that away? Would you break it off of us? That we can live from the place of drinking of you. Live from the place of an overflowing river of your life and of your joy, the unspeakable joy, the fruit of your spirit, which is your love and your joy and your peace. Circumstances around us wouldn't hold us back, wouldn't determine how we operate, wouldn't keep us from loving those around us, sharing the gospel with those, because we're so busy or we're just kind of caught up in our own mess or our own stuff. Would fill us to overflow. I pray we tap in tonight to you in a deeper way. Tap into that well, the oil well, it would just begin to gush up, that water that would begin to overflow, run. Oh Lord, we just say more of you, more of you, more of you. Come against any spirit of fear, any doubt, any heaviness. I know sometimes even just during the winter, the holiday seasons, where there can be just instead of a joy, there's a heaviness just because of family things, stuff going on, relationships, deaths, things of the past. But Lord, we thank you that our eyes are on you. You're the lifter of our heads. You're the one that gives us strength when we need strength. You're the one that gives us joy when we need joy. You're the one that gives us peace when we're looking at the circumstances around us and all we see are the storms. You're the one that calms the seas. Lord, I pray for relational issues right now in the body of Christ. Family issues. Weighty issues. Lord, we thank you that we can cast all our cares upon you. You care. You really do care. Nothing's too small for you. We can take all our worries and our cares and we can give them to you. We thank you that we weren't created to carry our burdens. We were created to give them over to you. That you would move us by your Spirit. That we would be empowered by the empowering grace of your love, of your Spirit. Give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in these times. Oh, we want to see you. We want our eyes upon you. We thank you that, Jesus, you are wisdom. You are knowledge and understanding. The counselor, Jesus. You send your Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, to counsel us. So the Spirit knows the deep thoughts of the Father. The Spirit reveals everything of the Son. Thank you. Thank you that you are the Spirit of truth. Truth that goes way beyond anything that we can understand. And it sets us free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. It's your truth that sets us free. Oh, would you reveal to us the knowledge of God? Give us an understanding that goes beyond our own intellect. Speak right to our spirit. Be the lifter. Help us to guard our heart and our mind. Thank you. It is the wellspring of life. You would be that wellspring of life in us. Thank you, Jesus. So we just lift you up. let's just go back into song for a moment here. Just that we would give you all the praise, all the glory. You're worthy of it all, Lord. Everything. You're worthy of our lives. Thank you, Jesus. We give you thanks.
Oh.
So this is going to be part testimony to God's goodness as well as a prayer. About a year ago, I was hit with a very traumatic ending to what I thought was going to be my forever. I went from on top of the world to having complex PTSD, clinical depression, clinical anxiety, not being able to see my kids, 17 days inside of a mental hospital, 4 different psychiatric drugs, 7 different modalities of therapy, sleeping 2 hours a night, 500 to 600 suicidal thoughts a day for about 10 months, projectile vomiting, shaking, unable to work, couldn't concentrate. The enemy had convinced me it was over. He said, "Your life is over, but I got you." And I approached Pastor Mike just absolutely at the end of myself, and I just hit him straight with it. I said, "If something doesn't change, I'm out of here. I'm going to kill myself." And he said, "Well, don't do that." And I went to the discipleship program, and it really changed my life. You know, I've had, sometimes I'm stubborn and hard-headed, and I got to be told the same thing 12 times by 10 different people. Keep your eyes on Jesus. And I'll tell you what, it wasn't the medication. It wasn't the psychiatric hospitals. It wasn't the therapist telling me to do this, that, or the other. It wasn't hitting the gym. It wasn't the meditation. It wasn't the visualizations. It wasn't the cold showers. It wasn't staying busy. It was Jesus. It was Jesus.
Yes.
I'm in the midst of having my children taken away, and I am in the most peaceful place I've ever been in. I've had everything ripped out from underneath me. And I finally got it. I finally got it, guys. He says to enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise. Lord, thank you so much for allowing me to suffer. Thank you for allowing me to hate everything that happened to me, God. But what I realized was that when we thank God, when everything seems like it's over and there's nothing left to live for, and we thank him anyways, he brings us into that place where we get into that frequency of God. God is the Prince of Peace. You can't be anxious and grateful at the same time. When you align yourself with gratitude, you allow him to flow. And when I finally got it, he moved on me in a way that was unspeakable. I had had multiple suicide attempts, and the enemy was just trying to take me out. I really believed it was all over. I really thought I had nothing to live for. Not being able to see my kids, my wife, go to work, shaking, throwing up, blood even. I mean, it was kind of suffering I didn't know was possible. But I just kept pressing into Jesus, praising him through the storm, thanking him anyways. And he moved. I don't need my children back to have the love of God. I don't need my wife back to have the love and peace of God. I don't need to have, you know, all this money to have, you know, the world really is empty, guys. It really is empty. I had to figure out and become empty. I became so empty and so cold and calloused. And when I finally experienced God, I'm sitting here not knowing whether or not I'm going to lose my kids, and I'm laughing because he's that good. And Lord, I ask God that you just pour out your love, God. Pour out your love on these people, God, where they just experience that gratitude for who you are, God, for who you are. No matter the situation, God, you are good. Even when we screw it up, Lord, and we think there's no opportunity for redemption, God, you are the God of turning things around. You are the God of redemption, Father. You're the God that makes all things possible. So, Lord, I just declare right now, God, that where people think they're facing impossible situations, Lord, that you just break off the lie of the enemy. He will not win, God. You have authority. We have the power to trample on serpents, Father. So I thank you, Lord, that we're going to come out, Lord, what the enemy meant for evil, God, you're going to turn it around for good, Jesus. So I just thank you, Lord, that you're going to set up mighty men and women, Father, to pursue you with the ferocious attitude, Lord, where we're going to be just burning red hot, Lord. I ask where anyone's lukewarm, Father, that you just turn up the heat, God, that you just set us on fire for you, God. That when we pass by that widow or that homeless man or that person on the side of the road, that we'll be able to show them that we're Christians. And in extreme cases, we'll tell them. But Lord, by our actions, Father, allow us to live it out, Father. Allow us to live it out, to walk it out, God. So I just thank you, Lord, that you're going to accomplish your perfect will through us, Father. In any area inside of us that's resisting your will, Father, I ask that you just crush it. Crush it painfully and quickly, Lord. And I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Being like that woman and running out into the city here in Castle Rock and just bringing multitudes of people here because of their testimony. So Lord, I just pray that you would draw first that you would send us out and that you would just draw all people to you, Lord, as we lift you up. And we just thank you, Lord, for that geyser that's just shooting out. I just see it splashing over all the whole neighborhood. So, Lord, I just pray that you just draw in all people to you, just like you did the animals to the ark, how you just led them, brought them in, as there are so many people living in a dry, thirsty land out there, Lord, that they would just smell the smell of water here, and that they would just come here, and that they would encounter you, Lord, even if it's just through their physical needs being met, through the food bank, or the different programs, the outreach programs, Lord, that they would come for that drink of water, but that they would get living water. And so we just also, as I released that testimony on Sunday, Sandra came up to me and said that she was in deep intercession a couple days before that and prayed specifically for the church. And she was seeing that we were like in Yellowstone, like this thermal hot spot, like where geysers could just shoot up at any time. And the Lord was asking, he said, it's there and it's possible, but I need people to be interceding and asking for it. So, Lord, we just pray that you just continue to spring up wells inside of all of us, that everywhere we go, that we just are taking over territory, and that they don't have to be in this physical building to encounter you, but that the rivers of living water are flowing forth from our bellies as well. So, just thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. 1 Kings 18. It's when Elijah prays for rain, and he prays seven times. It says, then Elijah said to Ahab, get something to eat and drink, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming. So Ahab went to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel and bowed low to the ground and prayed with his face between his legs. Then he said to his servant, go and look out to sea. The servant went out and looked and returned to Elijah and said, I didn't see anything. Seven times Elijah prayed and told him to go and look. Finally, the seventh time, his servant said, I saw a little cloud above the size of a man's hand rising from the sea. Then Elijah shouted, hurry to Ahab and tell him, climb into your chariot and go back home. If you don't hurry, the rain will stop you. So Jesus, we just agree with this testimony that even if we don't see it, we hear it in the spirit and we feel it in the spirit. So we just call down the rain of heaven over Castle Rock, over Colorado, and over the Rock. Lord, we know what you have said and what your promise is. And so we just say amen. Your promises are yes and amen. So we just agree with the align and align ourselves with your word. You said it, so go to it. We call those things out of the spirit. The things that the geyser that you saw, the things that people are praying into. I think last time you prayed, you said you saw like a well underneath. And so we just say yes, Lord. Would you do it here? Would you do it now? Even if we have to pray seven times until we see it manifest, we will. So Lord, would you strengthen our inner man to pray and to contend until we see the thing that you want to happen over Castle Rock happen? Can we just sing that chorus again? I see another way before.
I see another way before. Quite a bit earlier. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you. Let me not be ashamed. Let my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed. Show me your ways, O Lord. Yes. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth. And teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from of old. Thank you, Lord, that you never change. You are the God from the beginning, the Alpha, the Omega, before there was our idea of time. You are the creator. You are the God of mercy. You are the God of love. Teach us your ways, Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. Thank you, Lord, that you are such an awesome teacher. We are so grateful. I am so grateful in all the years of my life that I have so much yet to learn. And your word is such a guide and such a comfort. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
That despite our ignorance and the way we act sometimes, that you comfort us with your counsel. You draw us closer and closer to you, Lord. You lead us with your secrets, your wisdom. And as we follow you, you bring us into your bright and glorious presence. Lord, no one on earth means as much to us as you. So many times we fail, but when we trust in you, we have a strong and glorious presence protecting and anointing us. Forever, you're all we need. Your name is good, and so we will keep telling the world of your awesome works. Faithful and glorious. And then Revelation 15, the Song of the Lamb. Mighty are your acts and marvelous, O God, the sovereign, strong. Righteous your ways and true, King of the nations. Who can fail to be in reverential awe of you, our God? For we will give you glory, glory to your holy name. Because you and you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship you because they see that your judgments are right. Mighty and marvelous are your miracles, Lord Yahweh, God Almighty, the King of the nations, the King of the universe. Righteous and true are your ways, O sovereign King of the ages. Your righteous works, your judgments are revealed. Who will not reverence you with awe, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy, and all the nations will come and bow in worship before you, as your blessings have been revealed. Lord, we just thank you that you are mighty and marvelous, and you are the one true God. And no one compares with you. Lord, we thank you for these testimonies, for by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, yes, our witness, we shall overcome all the evil, anything of the enemy. We overcome by your precious blood. And as we share with one another the great and beautiful and glorious things that you've done for us, your beloved ones. And so, Lord, we call forth in the name of Jesus, the brokenhearted, the lonely, the confused, the hurting, the accused. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would help us, your people, your bride, called by your name, to speak forth, to go forth, to go into the highways and the byways, through the airwaves and through the internet, and through the streets and through the alleys, God. And help us to find the ones that you are calling to your heart. God, that you would rescue these lost ones, God, and they would become part of the family of God. For we thank you, Lord, that you rescued each one of us. And we worship you and we praise you forever. For nothing in this world compares to you. Nothing in this world comes even close to you, Lord God. We worship you and we praise you with all our hearts. Be glorified, Lord Jesus. Be glorified, precious Father God, creator of the universe. Be glorified, sweet Holy Spirit, as you lead us step by step by your guidance, by your love. May we walk and step with you and never go to the left or the right. God, the world has so many distractions, so many voices that call. God, help us to fix our hearts on you, the eyes of our hearts on you, Jesus, and never be out of step, but one step at a time, one day at a time, one moment at a time. Help us walk with you, Holy Spirit. Help us hear your voice and know your guidance. Have your way, Jesus, in each of our lives. Have your way. Walk us into that brighter and brighter light that keeps shining brighter and brighter as we walk with our hearts fixed on you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Amen.
Table before we're even there, Lord, in front of our enemies. You make a way. Thank you, Lord, that it's not about us, it's about you, Jesus. When we go low and abide in you, you lead our paths, Lord. So I thank you, Lord God, for my brothers and sisters, Lord. I just ask that you strengthen them, Lord, in your spirit. By your blood, Jesus, you paid for everything, Lord. Not everybody understands that. Give us grace to share your love, Lord. Let our heart be so tender towards people that are lost, Lord. Because our days aren't about us, it's about you, Jesus. I just give you praise and thanks, Lord, for making the way. Even when we don't see it or understand it. Just like John said, thank you for the pain, Father. Because it strengthens us. Helps us, you grow us. Your plan is better than mine. I thank you, Lord, and we praise you in Jesus' name.
What a praise! This is a little shift here, but I just felt just as I was coming in here, a couple scriptures that I've been feeling. This is about the harvest. Galatians 6:8, it says, the one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. And then in 2 Corinthians 9:6, it says this, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Whoever sows generously will also reap generously. And just earlier today, there was a group just praying here of just kind of some prophetic people. And there was someone that handed me a piece of paper. And the Lord had just shown her this. And she wrote it down and gave it to me. And I feel like it's just for, it's a now word for this season. It says this. It says, I've also sensed, I'm just reading part of it. I've also sensed that just as banks have reserves or money on hand, so the Lord has his reserves. And he has become, we have become comfortable with being dependent on our employer or on the government or on our donors or but the Father, our Father, is reminding us that He has reserves and that we can depend upon Him. And to step back into the childlike faith and depend upon Abba again. And then it says this, the farmer has a reserve of seeds as well. He does not sell or eat all of the harvest, for he saves some as seed for the next harvest. And I heard the Lord say, pull out the reserve seeds and plant for the harvest. Plant for a huge harvest. Seed the heavens, seed the earth for the harvest. Plant in faith and believe for the harvest. Just back to that John 4. Here was Jesus at the well, planting a seed with this Samaritan woman, who goes back, shares Jesus, about Jesus, with the entire town. And they come, and the disciples are talking about food, and he goes, the food I have is to do the will of my Father. And he says, so look about you and see those that are coming, for the harvest is now white. The harvest is ripe. So Lord, I thank you for the seasons of sowing. I thank you that you call us in these times to sow for the harvest. And there's a time when the sower and the reaper actually get to come together as one. That we sow and we reap. So Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for you, Jesus. We thank you that you have the reserves, that we can have this childlike faith. We don't have to rely on our own resources and our own whatever we have. That we're not trying to hold on to things, but that we just do whatever you tell us to do. We live by faith. We walk by faith. Lord, I thank you for this season of sowing for the harvest. Wherever we go, we're sowing seeds. And at the same time, there's opportunities to reap. So we just bless your name, Lord. We thank you. You're so good. Let's just close with one final song as they, unless somebody else wants to pray. Well, I was going to leave that up to you.
I was into whatever John was.
Let's sing it. That was that was
powerful.
Here comes another one. Finish with joy.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. To Jesus. Yeah. We just prophesy. We just thank you, Lord. We just pray that through just that massive outpouring of your water, of your Spirit, Lord. We just thank you for the waves coming. We just from this place of governmental authority, we thank you that it's not just going to flow from the rock, but it's going to flow. It's going to flow all across Colorado, Lord. Even from this place, Lord, we just thank you for what you have here. I think Chuck Pierce said 120 miles. And so, Lord, we just thank you for the headwaters. We just speak to the headwaters. We just say, open up in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Lord. We just come into agreement with what you've spoken to so many different people. Thank you, Father.
Spring up, oh well. Within my soul, oh, spring up, oh well, holding me whole. Spring up, oh well, and give to me that life abundantly. Spring up, oh well, within my soul. Scream out. glory, glory. Here comes another wave of glory, glory. Here comes another wave of glory, 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 glory. One last time, sing it out. Here comes another wave of glory, glory.
Yes, God.